Place your feet flat on the floor, spine straight. And let's take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Once again, deeply in. And slowly out. Continue your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit active in our lives and affairs, our nation, and our world. And we decree our oneness with this power, for we each have been made in the image and the likeness of God. We are all God's children, all heirs to God's kingdom. And for that, we are grateful. Take another deep breath in. And as you exhale this time, relax your shoulders. Allow the chair to totally support you. And know that you are here for the right reasons at the right time. We are here for one another, to support one another, to lift one another, to encourage one another, to be the best that we can be in all places and at all times. I've been thinking a lot lately about world peace. I know that God's love lives within me, and it inspires me to have a vision of a peaceful world, a world where love and harmony are expressed by people everywhere. And there are times when I can link my thoughts with those of others who share this vision that transcends any of our borders, our language differences, and the vast richness of unique cultural expressions. God, through your love, I allow peace to begin within my heart and my mind. And I'm inspired to express your love through acts of kindness, words of encouragement, simple consideration of others. I am faithful that your love is filling the hearts and minds of people everywhere. And as your love is expressed, our world becomes more peaceful. Through your love, world leaders and the people of every nation are inspired to cooperate. As you live through each mind and love through each heart, new avenues of peace and cooperation are discovered. Through your love, our world is continually renewed, revitalized, and healed. I am truly grateful for every flower, every bird, every snowflake. I see all people guided to act in ways that create a world of beauty and abundance. I invite you now to join me on that journey that we take to the secret place of the Most High, our place in consciousness that we can attain at any time. And we can realize the peace, love, joy, and faith, those wonderful gifts of God that are inherent in each of us. So we plan to wake those spiritual gifts up as we reach the door of that secret place of the Most High. We remember that to enter in, we empty ourselves. We make room for the myriad of blessings God has in store for us. So if there's mental baggage, emotional baggage, and physical baggage that we keep taking along with us, let's make a motion now to just let them fall away. Let them fall away if they're not serving you. And make room for love. Make room for peace, faith, and joy. We step through the door and we take a seat. And as we do, we feel that light of the Christ shine on us, around us, and through us. And we send it out into our world. Let's take the next few moments without the sound of my voice and use this precious time to pray, receive answers to your prayers, be lifted to a higher state of consciousness in the stillness. We do give thanks, precious Spirit, that you've heard our prayers and you've answered them as you always do. Through your love, we know how best to help our communities, our nation, and our world be better places to live and work. And we know, too, how to encourage others to do the same. So we say thank you, God, for a beautiful, peaceful world. And we say it in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.